Hi, I'm Meg Myers, and this is my music journey.
The music career of Meg Myers has been going in the right direction ever since 2013, and in some ways, her song Go, released a year later, also represents her youth, as her family often moved from town to town. Born in Nashville in 1986, Myers spent the first 5 years of her life in Tennessee. The next home would be Toledo, where she began singing at the age of 9.
I sang a few songs in recital. One of them was Colors of the Wind, Pocahontas. Really cool, deep song. And My Guy. You know that song? Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. A couple of songs that I sang at that age. And I don't know, my parents listened to a lot of music. They were really into Led Zeppelin and Heart and a lot of classic rock. My first concert ever was James Taylor. I think I was around 9. My whole family played guitar, and they used to sing with a lot of harmonies and stuff. And nice therapeutic experience, too. Life was kind of hard back then, so it was just like a way to express myself, you know?
Myers began playing guitar around the age of 12, and that's when the family moved to South Florida. She spent most of her teenage years there, developing a rock and southern influence, and even revisiting some 80s music. She eventually moved to Los Angeles, with her breakout hits Sorry and Desire coming in 2015, as part of her first full-length release. She describes her most recent recording process as a spiritual journey. Myers wrote the record feeling a certain way about the songs, but after listening to the final touches, she discovered many had different meanings. One example would be the song Numb, which she co-wrote with producer Leggy Langdon.
Feeling really frustrated. I was on a label at the time, a different label than I am now, and there was like a lot of pressure for us to write, you know, write the single. And when we wrote that, it was kind of like just messing around with them, you know. I did go back and listen to it, and I ended up making the video about something different, which is the pressures of being a human being and a woman and all of these things. And then Take Me to the Disco. The reason why I called the album that is because that was actually the first song that we wrote for the record. And that it covers all grounds.
Thank you.
That song, what I thought it was about when I was writing it was disconnecting, looking for a way to disconnect, looking for a way to escape. I've always had this obsession with death, and there was a feeling of that in it when we started writing it. And as I was going, uncovering stuff in my life, going to a lot of therapy, I've been on this journey, and we went back and started finishing it, and I realized what I was actually wanting to say was, and looking for, was connection to myself, like a deeper connection to myself, a deeper connection to other people, and it wasn't about escaping. I think that we're way too hard on ourselves, really about accepting where we're at and not being afraid to be vulnerable and ask for help. I've kind of lived my life in survival mode and just trying to get by, you know, and I've gotten to a point where it's like, screw that. Like, I want to enjoy my life and be in the present, be open with people and like feel real connection, real true connection, not being scared to be vulnerable.
Myers credits therapy and music for giving her a newfound sense of empowerment and the ability to write from an even deeper level of honesty. A favorite from the new material, Tourniquet, which she also co-wrote with Langdon. Myers recently shared a brief rehearsal sample of that song.
Expressed our individual feelings in that song, and it just locked perfectly together. And I feel like that's one of the most moving songs to me on the album, and it still makes me cry when I hear it, and I really feel that one a lot. And I play bass on that one live.
Though she's unsure where music will take her after this upcoming release and tour, it's likely to be eclectic, and in her words, weird. But there's nothing wrong with weird. In her downtime, she listens to classical and world music and more piano-driven tunes. Her 12-track Take Me to the Disco material comes out July 20th, and Myers hinted that additional songs from those recording sessions may be released in the future. My thanks to Meg Myers for her time, and especially her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.